In the beginning, all that is, emerges out of nothing. It was a very big bang, when the formless infinite energy field of consciousness imagined form into existence. Prior to that moment, you were a single self-conscious field of energy, occupying no space at all. Since you had yet to create space, you simply were. You were discovering yourself as consciousness, with the imagining of shapes and sizes and material possibilities. From limitless, you imagined dimensions and time. The dreams and considerations of pure consciousness flashed into the seeds of form, that would grow into worlds beyond number, of infinite variety. As you played with the possibilities, with that one great desire, nothingness became something. In that moment, you discovered yourself. I am. In that moment, you created purpose. The development of this physical, time and space, place, became your passion. This physical realm is your child, your offspring. You proceeded to create a magical place, powered by your unlimited ability to create whatever was needed for your physical forms to be sustained and nurtured. This universe is balanced by a few very basic laws. Every part of physical form is actively connected, as a point of awareness, to all of non-physical consciousness. The more complex the physical form, the greater the amount of awareness, between physical and non-physical. Whatever your physical forms imagine, becomes your physical reality. To each of you, all of the power of creation is available. You are each continuing the creation process, in your own unique ways. It is this diversity that provides resilience and the constant expansion of the universe. Any action you initiate will result in an equal and opposite reaction. To maintain the balance of the whole, the non-physical you savored this new reality of feelings and amazing sensations. Whatever you appreciated about creation blossomed and expanded. Those things you did not give your attention to lost their energy and faded from experience. Some things came into being for a short time just to point the way to a more satisfying experience. Many expressions of you would come and go in a never-ending cycle of renewal and regeneration. Little improvements would be made with each generation of a form. Everything constantly evolves into more sophisticated and beautiful forms. Your points of individualized consciousness anxiously awaited a chance to get into the game of physical life, either just to enjoy the experience or actively create new stories for enjoyment and challenge. You created many physical worlds, capable of sustaining life forms. These worlds were planetary beings that were a different expression of your being, providing places for you to experience the physical and create new wonders and stories. Though momentous physical events are always occurring in the adventure world of physical form, there was only appreciation that was experienced by non-physical. In the physical space of the adventure worlds, not everything was always perfect. In fact, nothing was ever perfect, because that would mean that creation was over, and the adventure would come to an end. For your individualized points of consciousness, getting to directly experience the physical, there would often be some dissatisfaction with reality. Things certainly will not always go as planned for the physical characters you have created for yourself. But then, of course, that was why you got into the game. You are here for some challenge and adventure. You only need to learn how to channel your creative power and see past the surface appearance of things, how things appear in any given moment, or the expression of past ideas and imaginings. Change your mind about what you believe to be reality, and it will become something new. You need to learn that you are each players in this creation game, with access to all of the skills and powers that are woven into the fabric of the game. You need to realize that you have nothing to fear, because as infinite eternal energy, you are simply imagining that you are in this game anyway. You will learn from your mistakes, but you can do no real harm. You have been granted total free will to create as you desire, to have the most satisfying life experience. Let your desires be your compass. They are the prompts from your higher self towards your optimal path for satisfaction. You can never be separated from the non-physical part of you, but you must pay attention to your feelings. You have an emotional guidance system that is directly connected to the non-physical part of you. Do what feels right, and you will always stay on the best path to take you wherever you want to go. The creation of the future is up to you. The best advice is to fill it with fun, love, and adventure.